This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'm the host of this here podcast, Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
The upper square, getting everything ready. Checking in on your indoor golf. Oh, why am I introducing Matt first? Jesus. My bad. Let's swing down to the bottom square. Hit up and let's go to the Texas swing, see what's going on with Cobb.
Dude, I thought you were introducing me, and I was like, actually, just found out indoor golf existed 6 minutes ago, and now I'm doing a deep dive. What's going on, boys? It's late in Austin, but I'm feeling pumped up, and we got some sick emails, so let's get it.
All right, up there in the top square, watching indoor golf. Matt Cover, the producer of FCTP. What's up, Matt?
What's up, dude? Congratulations to the Atlanta Drive on winning the inaugural TGL championship. SoFi Cup, that's what it's called.
I mean, look, everything we like is just winning right now. I mean, we got to start by talking about the Terps. Matt, did I send you a picture of my giant hat?
You posted one with you the boys.
Yeah, man. So last Friday, Maryland's playing basketball tournaments in town at Climate Pledge Arena. So, of course, I took the day off of work and I was like, all right, I'm going down there. So there's two games. I just paid for tickets for the morning session, right? So you get two games. And it was, what was it, Colorado State and Memphis, I think, was the first game. So I was kind of torn. As I'm like, well, we paid for the tickets. Should we go watch both games? But also, I bought cheap tickets. We were, like, in the last row. And then, I called my brother, you know, confidant. Is that what you call a confidant? Not that we keep secrets. Somebody you trust with opinions.
Confidant.
Confident. All right. Confidant. So I called my brother. I said, hey, what do you think? And he goes, because when they're in town, they do these send-offs at the hotel about 90 minutes or 2 hours before the game. So I looked up all the info. I know it's at the Seattle, waterfront Marriott. Like, we were just drinking at Ozzy's. Like, it's not that far. And he's like, it's not that far. I go, no. And he goes, just go to that, man. He goes, you don't really care about the first game. He goes, you bought the cheapest tickets you could. Like, just go to that. And I was like, all right, so we have a huge group at Aussies, right? We got a group of 8 or 9 of us. Only three of us really care about the Maryland game. Everybody else just kind of there because they're sports fans and you can go watch the tournament. Boys, we went down to that hotel. It was awesome. Like, as soon as we walked in, everybody's in the lobby, all in Maryland gear. I've never seen that much Maryland gear in Seattle in my life. and we walk by and there's just cases of those giant hats from Noggin Boss. Now, I know the Noggin Boss guy went to Maryland, one of them. But I was like, all right, I guess, you probably stay at the hotel, you get a hat or something. Like, it must be part of the package. As soon as we get in there, they're handing out Maryland towels. Like, all right, now we got Maryland towels. And I was wearing a hat that I literally had gotten the night before. Right. So I'm pumped for this hat. And then they just start handing out the giant hats. And we're like, giant hats? And they're like, yeah, put them on. So it's like, all right. So there's red, gray, and then gold ones. It's like, I had a red one, but I was like, can I get one of the gold ones? And she's like, sure. So then you're in the lobby. Like, the players are kind of coming out slowly. So, I mean, we must have heard the fight song 12 times. And, like, all the standard, like, Maryland cheers. But now I got Rob and my buddy Sean with me. They're decked out in Maryland gear. They're getting all fired up, wearing giant hats. I mean, just, it was just awesome. And to see all those people. And then when we were leaving, I was like, do we just keep the hats? Like, should we put them back in the box? And they're like, no, man, those are your hats. And we're like, cool. And we walk out, and the guy's like them? And I was like, love it. And he's like, do me a favor, just wear them at the game. And I'm like, you're the Noggin Boss. He's like, I am the Noggin Boss.
But the guy who's, all right, and for people who don't know what you're talking about, if they haven't seen them, they're like comically large baseball hats. Like, they have a foam liner, and they go out like five times the size of a regular hat, right?
Correct.
And so Noggin Boss is the guy who invented them. And he
one of the guys
Maryland?
That invented Noggin Boss. I think they're out of Arizona now. Wow. Went to College Park, is a Maryland grad.
Wow.
So
that's,
I'm assuming,
God, that's, and Kevin Plank, the Under Armour guy. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't get any free Under Armour stuff, Kevin. should you figure? Thanks, Dick. Yeah, I assume he must have just shipped them up and was like, screw it. If people are coming to the pep rally, give them the hats. So then, now keep in mind, when we left Ozzy's, right, and I know the owner, but the waitress doesn't really know me, and she's like, hey, you guys haven't paid your tab, and I'm like, don't sweat it. I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Don't sweat it.
Yeah.
What a lie,
like,
dude.
She's kind of like, all right. And I'm like, dude, like, Joe knows me. Like, I'm not running out on the tab, and I'm like, and I'm leaving Troy here. Like, one of our buddies didn't go with us. He's still sitting there with a couple other guys. Now, we were gone longer than 20 minutes, but I'm telling you what, when we walked back in with flags and the giant hats, like, there was no question where we had been, what we had been up to. And I mean, now, like, I mean, granted, we had been drinking beers and stuff, but, like, you know, we went over to the hotel, like, we didn't drink anything. We took like an hour break, but just the, I can't explain it to you, but just the intensity of, like, this game's around the corner. We're in giant hats. I have a towel. Like, we were just beyond fired up, man.
Excessive juice.
The Maryland way. It was excessive juice. I kept talking to people in the bars in red shirts. I'm like, giant hat guy, go Terps. And the woman's like, this is not a Maryland shirt. I'm like, all right. Like, whatever. I was going to say, yeah. And by the time we get to the arena, Climate Pledge, again, we're on fire. Like, so my buddy Josh, he's from Spokane, but he lives in College Park, and he does all the audio visual stuff for University of Maryland. He's like, I got one of my film guys there. Like, see if you can find him. We're not in there more than 2 minutes. This guy comes up and he's like, hey, I'm from the University of Maryland. Like, can I film you in the giant hat and ask you what you're doing here? And I'm like, yeah. Do a quick interview. And then I'm like, do you know Josh? And he's like, I'm Josh. And I go, Josh, your boss. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm friends with him. And I'm like, here, put on a giant hat. Let's take pictures.
Dude, that's amazing. I mean, honestly, I like, you were like, oh, he just said we could keep him. Like, the capitalist in me is like, yeah. He's trying to get him on TV at March Madness at every game across the country. That's why he's the boss and not the Noggin Prince.
So that was his one thing. He goes, you just have to wear him during the game.
Yeah.
And I literally went,
sit behind the bench.
Yeah, like, no f***ing problem. Like, my other hat is dead to me. Yeah.
Are those, are they big just at Maryland now? Or are they, no, I've seen those like in other sports teams or whatever. I feel like,
so one
a
of the guys
already.
From the Commanders years ago wore one after in a post game interview, and they started getting kind of bigger from there. But I mean, we were playing Grand Canyon, and I saw kids walking around in giant Grand Canyon hats. I mean, I think you can get them with NCAA or NFL team you want, but it's especially big with the Maryland people. Also, I caught a couple of looks because I was on the concourse, man, and like these Grand Canyon fans are walking by. Like, these two dudes, it's one thing to, like, have a Maryland fan randomly talk shit to you, but keep in mind, we're in giant hats. And, like, they walk by us to make eye contact, and I just go, you gonna find out tonight. And the guy's like, what? I go, you about to find out in 20 minutes. Like, this is Big Ten basketball, big hats.
To Grand Canyon? God, act like you've been there before. Tell you to a JUCO. Oh, that's awesome.
What do you guys got? Yeah. One of those cute little for-profit universities? Yeah, no big hats, huh?
I mean, I can tell just from that. Like, I can feel the vibe through my headphones. Like, I know when you guys are just like ramped up, pumped up. You got a little bit of the Maryland swagger, of course, excessive juice, and just, I mean, it takes a lot for Ted Smith to talk to Grand Canyon. I'll say that.
Right. Maryland comes out.
No pain.
Maryland comes out and just blows the door off.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
it was a close game for about 3 minutes. They took that TV timeout at the 17, around 17 minute mark, and then it was just a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, people kept coming up to us. Like, when we first sat in our section, people were like, oh, big hat guys. And then, like, at halftime, we're down by the bar getting a beer, and some guy's like, I'm going to buy you guys a beer. And, like, sweet. He's like, I saw you, I was like, how'd you know we were down here? He's like, you guys there's three of you in giant big hats. Like, you're not hard to find.
Yeah, it's like, nobody's missing you. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was just, I just highly recommend to people, if you're ever at another town or you're going to travel for the NCAA tournament, like, it's just so much fun, man. And you can hear it in my voice. It was electric. Like, I'm telling you. Having Rob and Sean there, and now they're singing the fight song. I was like, I'm going to tear up, man. Look at these guys. I mean, the only other Maryland experience was going down to watch Oregon beat the shit out of us in football.
Dude, I'm lost on this Noggin Boss website. This is crazy. You're talking about going to other cities to watch the NCAA games or your team. I feel like this is a hack to just immediately make a lot of friends. Like, for $80, $100, you instantly, anybody who's a fan of your team will find their way to you and probably try to buy you a beer.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, man. Those hats are like 80, or like you just said it. I kept telling me, I was like, it's an $80 hat. Like, people that know them were like, you just got one for free? And I was like, yeah. Like, I don't know if they thought we were staying with the team, but I was like, I talked to the Noggin Boss, and all he said was, make sure you wear it at the game. I was like, okay.
You got it, Noggin.
Yeah, that guy was fired up too. I'm like, you're the boss. You're the Noggin Boss. And he's like, I am.
Wow. You can even do custom. They do motorsports, UFC, NCAA, NFL. This sounds like a commercial. They even do PGA, Matt.
Wow.
We'll see. The PGA one's kind of weak. I
was
going
to say, I don't know how that would work.
It's just the logo with a white hat.
Oh, we can do that for us.
I love the tour.
Yeah. Honestly, you probably would get a lot of TV time just because it would really stand out at like a PGA event.
Well, the other thing is too, is like after a while, like you kind of forget that you're in the dimensions of the hat. So like you're like just talking to people and then you kind of see it in their eyes. It's like, oh yeah, I'm wearing this giant baseball hat.
It's like the same with a cowboy hat. I feel like you at a certain point forget it, but its charisma carries on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as a cowboy hat guy now, that's kind of what I felt like. I was just like, yeah, I'm used to giant hats. I wear them all the time.
I mean, it does send a message. These things are sick. I didn't really know this was like an ongoing thing, but I love the Noggin Boss. This is rad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've thought about ordering one before, but never pulled the trigger. Little did I know it would just fall into my hands.
It was making its way to you this whole time. Ted, I honestly feel that way sometimes about your future wife. I think, you know, you've considered ordering one from Russia, but she's making her way to you. Just kidding. Are Russian wives still even a thing? Like mail order?
Oh,
brides?
Yeah, for really? Sure. Nice. I think Asia is bigger, but there's definitely the Russian brides. I mean, look, I'm not going to, I don't know if they listen to this podcast. There's definitely listeners I'm friends with on Facebook who I don't think I know in person. And like the one guy's just got to be in his like mid 50s or whatever. And then all of a sudden it's like getting married. Then it's like visiting her family. And I'm like, that is Southeast Asia. Like, did we buy her?
Yeah, exactly. Like, meet Katinka from Donetsk.
Yeah. Well, it's like, what's that show called? 90 Day Fiance.
Yes. Great show.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of them come from Odessa too.
Oh, yeah. 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 Not the band.
Yeah. Well, I dated a girl once and her dad got a Russian order bride. And I was like, how is it? She was like, awful. I was like, what do you mean? She was like, what she got here? Like, whatever she was doing, she stopped. Like, she just looks like an old Russian lady now and she's mean.
Oh, no. She just became an old slag. Wow. I mean, wow. That's got to be tough being a Russian bride, if you think about it. You know, you're just like, I don't know, whatever. That's a long, deep, dark conversation. We can just avoid that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure they're doing great.
Yeah, I'll meet a girl. She's like, how'd you meet Ted? It's like, I was at a game, and I saw him across the way in his giant hat. I was like, I got to talk to that guy.
You know, you laugh, but little things like that do make a difference. It's like, I kind of like that as I was reading like this book on like, I don't know, I can't remember, it was like on charisma or something like that. And it's like every day you wake up and you choose a costume to put on. And it's like, you can put on whatever you want, but like that communicates like how people are going to deal with you. And like Big Hat Guy seems fun. That seems like a guy I would date.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Hat Guy's down to party and hang. And he can't not love sports. He's wearing a big hat.
And he doesn't take himself. I mean, I like how you said all things that guys would be interested in. I was thinking like, you know, he doesn't take himself too seriously. Probably got a good sense of humor.
Right. I'm just running off my.
He likes sports. Like, oh, yeah, she's loving that. Katinka loves a man who watches sports 8 hours a day.
Yeah, I'm like attracted a 35-year-old dude. Like, I love this guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, he likes light beer too. Match made in heaven.
All right, so Matt, you weren't a part of this. Cobb was. The big news is then Maryland baseball's in town too, right?
Yes.
Which was already scheduled to play the Huskies. So, I mean, I'm telling people in the big hat, like, got to go to the baseball game tomorrow. Like, I didn't even know they were in town. I'm like, oh, you got to get up on your Maryland sports.
Big leaguing people at a college game.
I will say, I did have tickets to another event with some of our other friends, and I was like, I'm going to go home, and I texted Cobb and the mayor, like 5:15, like, taking a little cat nap. I'll see you boys in a couple hours. That did not pan out. I don't think I texted him until like, 11? I was like, I just woke up.
Yeah, and the show we were going to start at 10:30. So that was a 5.5-hour cat nap by Ted. But we knew. Like, I think I put in the group text, like, Ted's dead. And then he's like, oh, I'm alive, but I'm not coming. Like, yeah, we knew it. But then the next day, hitting Maryland baseball was awesome.
Right. So, Matt, we came up with this idea, right? Like, my buddy Rob and I, like, one of his high school buddies, his son pitches for the Huskies. A guy I went to high school with is the Maryland coach. So we're like, we got to go to that game. And then we're like, screw it. Let's tailgate. Like, the baseball stadium's, like, basically the same lot as tailgating a football game. So we had
no other tailgaters.
So that's the funny thing. So, Matt, like, Rob's like, I got this, like, canopy that I want to set up. So I'm thinking like a normal shade structure. No, my friend. It took up like across like three spots, and it's like a wedding. Had like the plastic windows on it.
Deluxe. All white.
And we're the only people in this parking lot. So like Barnsley was on a text thread where I was like, we got to grab gas and then we'll be there. And he's just like, oh, we have a grill? Like, this is a real tailgate. And then Cobb calls me. He's like, I'm getting off the light rail. I go, just walk over to like your tailgate, a football game. You can't miss us.
Yeah. And honestly, I saw the tent from a long ways away and was like, that's got to be like some sort of media or something. Because it really was like one of those wedding tents with like the arched windows and stuff.
Wow.
And of course, as I get closer, just five dudes in it grilling up hot dogs, grilling up glizzies and drinking cold ones. And actually, it was a great tailgate. To be honest with you, I had a blast. Ted's right. He's been on this for years. There's something about standing on concrete between painted lines, just drinking cocktails with your friends.
That's what I'm telling you. It's like going to a wedding. You're dressed up. Things are different. Like, those cocktails are just more fun. And like, you're not a big drinker, but like, oh, we're tailgating? Let's rip a couple seltzers or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Damned if I didn't bring a couple 24-ounce giant White Claws. You know, and it was early too.
Yeah, but yeah, it was good. I mean, I feel a little bad for Rob's kid. It was his first tailgate. I'm like, Robbie, trust me, the football season, you'll fully understand. But like, you know, when you guys went to the bathroom, we tossed around the pig skin. We had the grill going, had some chips, pre-made dips, since dip season's over.
The pre-made dip was good. And actually, you know, we had NCAA basketball going on in there. Like, it truly was a great time. We all got a little buzz on, and then, you know, walking into the game was cool. And Ted, what was that dip called?
Oh, so the brand is hell of a good.
Yeah. Was it French onion?
Yeah.
That, Matt, I don't know if you've tried it. Have you heard of that? Yeah. I'll vouch. It hits. Really good
dip.
Dude. I'm assuming we have it in Texas, but I actually don't know.
Matt, you'd also appreciate we're having a conversation about like seed oils and this and that, but we're all just hammering chips and dip. It's like, yeah, we'll get back on that tomorrow.
Yeah, and beer. You know, it's like the government, man, some of the ingredients. It's crazy what they're doing to us. They're like, yeah, pass. Give me one of those snaggers off the Barbie.
Right, exactly. I was going to say, if we're cooking brats and glizzies.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, but Maryland got a W that night. It was just rolling all weekend, and then
so they won both games you went to this weekend.
Correct.
Oh, that's
and then
awesome.
Sunday I was a little stadium out, and plus I stayed up till like 2 a.m. on Saturday night watching that F1 race. So Sunday was moving a little slow. Like, my buddy came over, we watched the game, and then that ending was unreal. I mean, we were jumping around yelling so much, I could hear my neighbors like, is everything all right? It's like, yeah, Maryland just won a giant game. Don't sweat it. Like, we're fine. Like, I was like, we're not even really drunk. I was like, we're just really excited.
Nice, Ted. I've located the dip in Austin. Randall's, the only spot that has it.
A grocery store. There you go, Randall's.
Most of my life. Nice, Randall's.
So, Matt, you'll appreciate this. I also told Cobb a story about... Right, like I'd gone back to Maryland for that funeral for my cousin Christina. So I get there Saturday night, then Sunday morning, her oldest, Tyler's playing in this all-star game for basketball, right? So all the Smiths are going, like, I'll go, right? And it was great, right? People had signs, everything, had a moment of silence. Then afterwards, we went over to this friend of the family's house, we had pizzas. But it's still pretty somber, right? Like, you know, the kids are downstairs. There's people in the corner crying. Like, we're trying to have Lido's. We haven't really ramped up to Smith level yet. But there's a giant thing of that hell of a good French onion dip. So I just go, you know what's funny? This brand just started showing up in Seattle. What? Because, like, I grew up with it. And I'm like, yeah, man, it just started showing up. Matt, this ripples through the whole room in Maryland. Like, people are like, what? Get over here. Get over here. Teddy's saying... I just got this out there. What? I mean, I swear to God, I saw somebody like wipe tears out of the eye, and they're like, you've never had hell of a good dip? So I told Cobb this story. And then like on Sunday, right, like I try to check in. Like I talked to my brother during the week, but like I'll call my mom. I had the same conversation with her. I go, yeah, well, you know, they had never had it. What? I was like, Jesus Christ. And then when I talked to my sister, I said, I'm not going through it with you. All right, look, we grew up on it. They had never heard of it. When you're a kid, it's very funny. It's hell of a good dip. And you're just like, ooh, hell.
Like a good Catholic. Love it.
It says Albertsons has it down here. I'll have to try it.
Yeah, Matt, honestly, it's fire. Especially for like a non-homemade dip. Like it is up to Ted's standard. I'll say that. I know we're out of dip season officially, but kind of like wearing white, you know, occasionally. Maybe it's time.
Right. So I have that Playmate cooler. So that's what Cobb and I decided. It seems like once dip season's over, that cooler shines. Now it's Playmate season.
I wish, buddy.
I think I really sold Cobb when I pulled out the miniatures of Fireball. And he's like, Jesus, this is a real tailgate. I was like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only time I drink miniatures these days. It's like, yeah, and you're just like... Just taking pulls off a little plastic bottle. It's like, let's get this. Like, if we don't beat Oregon, you know, our season's doomed. I make crazy decisions at tailgates. It's fun.
I remember last week you were talking about, like, if the cops showed up and saw just you guys there. But I feel like if they came and you were like, no, we're Maryland fans. They're like, so this is not going to happen again. Like, enjoy your afternoon, fellas.
Yeah, and also, I mean, to put it in reference for people, too, who haven't been to a college baseball game in the rain in Seattle, you know, we sat wherever we want. I mean, we sat in the Diamond Club, directly behind home plate, full bench row to ourselves. And there was, like, you know, people who were not directly affiliated to the team, i.e. family, less than 20 in the stadium.
Was like, there was 3 Maryland fans, and I think they left by, like, the 5th inning.
Yeah, well, you know. They're losers. That's why we were tailgating. They gave up on the team. Everything's computer.
I will say, though, even my buddy that coaches Maryland, he was like, I don't know what's with this Husky coach. Like, we're not on TV. He could have changed the game time. Like, why are we playing at 7 p.m. when it's cold out? And I was, because I was like, dude, I thought we'd hang out on Saturday, but these 7 p.m. start times killing me.
Yeah, that was tough. It did make for good tailgating, but yeah, it was a late start. And also, I mean, that stadium in Seattle is a beautiful, for people who don't know, like, it's situated on the water such that, like, looking out to the outfield, you're looking out over Lake Washington, which, you know, if you remember, like Ted was saying, during college football season, the greatest setting in college football.
Yeah, I mean, look, the baseball stadium is beautiful. But when you're this early in the season, man, it was chilly. I mean, Rob was like, I went home. He's like, as soon as I got in the heat, I was like, I'm not going back out. I was like, yeah. Cobb was, he had on his giant, English Premier League manager jacket. So he was good. But it was chilly out there, man.
Yeah, Matt, you could probably see it behind me on the wall. But every time I go to Seattle now, I wrap myself in like these giant, almost like sleeping bag-esque jackets. And I look like an English Premier League manager. I just always have like, you know, trainers on, like sports pants, and then under a giant black jacket, like all the way zipped up. And I look like I'm coaching a team, or like, I look actually like an assistant coach, you know?
Out there scouting.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
So keep it's like, come mind. On, boys.
Right. It's like us four. We have Robbie. I think Robbie's like 12. And then, like, our other buddy Jeff and his wife and his mother-in-law came over. So there was a period where we had, like, 7 people there. And this is how real the tailgate got. It was like, do we go in? Or do we wait till, like, I was like, I'm not sold on first pitch.
I mean, yeah, we hung out.
Yeah. Then there was a period where we were going to leave Cobb outside. Then I was like, if a cop does show up, it will be just Cobb sitting there.
Yeah. Man, it was actually a good game, too. I mean, it came right down to the last batter. You know, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, go ahead, Matt.
Oh, I was just curious, like, would Maryland and Washington have been playing each other in baseball if the Pac-12 still existed?
No chance.
Okay.
Not a regular season.
It makes no sense.
Not a regular season. Yeah.
Like, regular season, there'd just be no reason a Pac-12 team would have traveled all the way to a Big Ten team.
Yeah, for less than 20 people, for like, it's exactly what we talked about with realignment. Like, I understand from a football standpoint, but like, early season baseball, like,
oh yeah, and it's everything. I mean, like, the swim team is flying out, the fencing team is flying cross country for this now. Like, you know, there's some obscure sports out there.
Yeah, but in this case, it is tight that you got to go to back-to-back Maryland sporting events in Seattle, Ted. Like, that just makes me so stoked, and you just. You nailed both of them
in the noggin, unreal. Boss.
And then Sunday we got to. I watched one of the greatest Maryland basketball games and greatest tournament games in forever. It was just like, man, we were just on fire.
Oh, that's so cool.
Weekend. I mean, you deserve it, dude. Like I said, it's going to be our year. But like, A, rough start, and B, like, the Terps have they have let you down time and time again, and so it's nice to see them. Nice to see them win a couple, especially in front of you, you know?
Yeah. It was f***ing awesome, man. Anyway, yeah. Honestly, again, Friday it was dope having everybody there. But, I mean, Saturday I thought it was awesome that Barnes was like, I'll tailgate. And then you were like, screw it, I'm in. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I know. I was a late-minute add-on. I was like, what time are you boys starting? Great. And actually, you guys weren't even talking about it, so I just started a group thread. I was just like, just grabbed a giant White Claw at the gas station on my way to light rail. What's everyone's status?
The only look we got was when we took down the tent, we were just standing there like finishing a beer, and some guy walked by. I was like, you guys just sitting outside drinking? And it's like, see, without, because at first I was like, Rob, we don't need the giant tent. But without that tent, we would have looked more degenerate. Like, with the tent and the grill, it was like, oh, they're sports fans.
It gave us some legitimacy. I mean, it was our blue check mark for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's something. It was so massive. I mean, I bet in football season, you could put in 20 to 30 people underneath that thing.
Oh, yeah. It was like a banquet tent.
Yeah. You guys had, like, the VIP spot, because there's only one spot.
Yeah, right. And we were, for no explicable reason, we were in the very center of the parking lot, even though the stadium's off to one side.
Well, there was, like, little kid soccer on, like, the soccer field, and I think there was a like a high school.
Ted, those kids are in college.
That was a those were college kids playing.
That was intramural soccer, bro. Those kids are in like college students.
So there was some. We could have parked closer, but Rob and I, when I got there, I was like, I don't know. Like, there's some people in this lot. Let's just park over here so we have all the room we need.
Oh yeah. Well, and Ted, the only reason I doubled down on that is when Barnes and I were walking by, I was like, God, they look like children. Like, college students look so young now. So I agree with you.
Yeah. I did make eye contact with a smoke show as she was taking a bite of, like, her burrito, which was awkward.
Sometimes I don't know what to say.
All right, real quick.
Seven.
I am
pretty
doing
sure
another
grad.
Another quick 24-hour mission to Vegas this week to go see Dead & Company again. have you guys ever gone like out at night in Vegas to like dive bars at like 1 or 2 in the morning?
No.
No. Honestly, every casino feels like a dive bar at 2 or 3 in the morning. But no, I have not, except for there is one that I love, which is called the Stage Door. It's behind Pink Flamingo. The Flamingo? And yeah, it's amazing. But other than that, no. And I imagine the dive bars could be pretty rough there.
Is that the one Barnsley was talking about too?
Yeah, I showed him that. I didn't want to big league him in the moment, but yeah, I took him there first.
So I've heard of it. I looked it up. It is open 24 hours. I was like, I never go out late, but like the concert at the Sphere is still a concert venue, even though it's Vegas. So it's done by like 11. And like last time we hung out at the hotel bar, but I'm like, I don't know, man. I might look at Rob at midnight or 1 a.m. and be like, let's go on a crazy mission. Let's go on a dive bar. Let's go to that Stagecoach place and rip down some dollar buds.
Ted's looking for a little more trouble. I like it. Another good option always is, with all the Tony Shea investment, Old Vegas has a lot to offer. It's a little too far probably that late at night, but they have some great bars and stuff that are very Burning Man-esque if you just go just outside of where the zip line stuff is.
Yeah, and Old Town's great, but I don't know if I'll be out there after midnight.
No, especially, it gets rough quick. Like, it drops off in like a one block radius.
All right, well, we could take a break there and then come back with some emails. What's Matt and the cop topic? All right. Thanks to all our sponsors out there as the fireworks go off behind Cobb. And special thanks to our newest sponsor, Noggin Boss. Do you need a giant hat? Look up Noggin Boss.
Noggin All right. Boss.
There you go. He probably had no idea he was sponsoring an email segment. But Cobb, do we have some emails?
I would love if their little thing was like a samurai guy, like Noggin Boss.
Noggin Boss.
Yes. Ads on the podcast. Cobb. It's hilarious that you're saying on this week's podcast that there are no ads on the podcast. That was true until about 3 weeks ago, when suddenly there's about a minute and a half worth of ads in your break. I think they are region dependent as far as where the ads are coming from. Every time I turn my VPN to another region, it gives me that area's local ads when my podcast downloads. What's weird is when it's turned off for the last 6 months, every single podcast from KSW gives me at least 10% ads from Alaska, even though I've never set my location to Alaska before. To be honest, there's a lot of questionable advertising decisions on the podcast through Odyssey.
Well, we have no choice. We just put it in where the allow is. Like that's, like the break where they could put them in there and they put them in. We have no idea.
Yep.
LARP on, Bart in Bellingham.
Oh, well, maybe they think you're close enough. I mean, you're in Bellingham.
That's true. That is Canada adjacent, which is Alaska adjacent. I mean, I see what Ted's saying. Ads, Cobb, Spotify has ads. All right. I had listened to a couple casts and got no ads. A couple people had emailed us, no ads. So I'm like, maybe the ads are over. But it sounds like maybe they're not. So make sure to have your pets spayed or neutered. All right, what do we got next? This was just a fun email exchange that I had with a listener. I'm taking my family up to Seattle for a random trip from Oregon City. We're all going to Cobb's. Thank you for the delicious product and the delicious podcast. I hope all is well. So I reached back out. I'm like, hey, Kelly, thanks for reaching out. It's always great to hear. Glad we could entertain. Show this email to the staff for a few free pink bags of Cobb's popcorn and enjoy your trip to the Emerald City. This is your year, Cobb. So she emails me back. Man, I should have checked my email. Haha. I did before I left at 9 this morning. Oh, well, shit happens. We went and got 3 bags and are loving it. Thank you for an awesome product and an awesome podcast. Hope all is well. So it sounds like Kelly paid full price. So they love me. I'm trying to think of what of that, yeah, trickles to me. It's like, well, I can buy buy lunch tomorrow. Thanks, Kelly. 20s drinking.
Next time Cobb is enjoying a sour gummy or something, I'm like, thanks, Kelly.
Smoking a cigarette on my balcony. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Dude, at one point I got these fake cigarettes for a Pam and Tommy Lee costume I was doing, like Halloween costume I was doing with my wife. And they have like a little piece of orange foil in the end. And they're really, really good fake cigarettes. They just look perfect. They have like some ash and they look lit. And so I saw a meme today that a guy who works on an oil refinery bought some. And he's been rocking them around, and people like will come sprinting towards him, like trying to put his cigarette out. And he's like, "This is the best $6 I've spent in my whole life." So he's just on the job all day smoking.
Well, remember our buddy the mayor had this joke going for a couple of years ago, where he bought like these tiny miniature bottles of Coca-Cola, and they were like in drug bags. So we were like at the neighborhood bar I used to go to on Capitol Hill. Like, I've known the bartender forever. And I was like, hey, like, do you want a little Coke? She was like, what? And I know she's sober, but she was like, hang on. Like, I'll come over to your table. She comes over. She was like, are you like, I don't know that you should be getting into Coke. And I like pull them out.
So she's trying to have a heart and heart.
Yeah. I like pull them out. And she's like, all right, you guys are idiots.
You guys are a-holes. Leave this
I was like, that was the whole joke. I didn't mean to scare you. Like, hey, you've known me for 10 years. I've decided to pick up cocaine.
I'm a little worried about Ted's decision making.
Ozempic? No, man. Cocaine.
Cocaine. The original Ozempic.
My drinking's gone up, but my appetite's way down.
Oh, yeah. What an appetite suppressant. What was that other one we were talking about? Anna Nicole Smith. Oh, Trim Spa. That's right.
Yeah.
20s drinking. Oh, what's up?
I'm just laughing about, like, next time I see it, it's like, I mean, yeah, he looks trimmer, but I'm pretty sure he's coked out. He's been drunk all day, and now he's, like, ripping 2 packs of cigs a day. Not a vape pen. He is ripping cigs.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly. That should be our new catchphrase. Yeah, thanks, Kelly.
Nice, Kelly. Dude, actually, it's funny that you mentioned cocaine. I'm not a user of it, but when we were in Paris, I bought these coasters, and they look they're little mirrors with cocaine lines on them. Like, they're just drink coasters.
Oh, nice.
But they are, like, they're really beautiful pieces of art, and they did such a good job that, like, we've had, like, 5 people – like, only, like, 5 of 7 people have, like, touched it to try to feel if there's just, like, lines of cocaine out on our kitchen table. Very fun. So you'll see them next time you come down, but they're awesome. 20s drinking. My guys, 2 quick notes from my experience. When chilling at the beach in K-Town, that's Kirkland for those of you following along at home, I would put a large stew pot in the trunk with a bag of ice in it and a 3-liter pitcher of margaritas that I'd wander back to refill my blender bottle from. The mix was 1 peach, 1 orange, 1/2 a lemon, 1 lime, 1 sweet and sour, 1 bottle of Jose, topped with 1/2 a can of 7-Up. Every time the family gets together at our cabins, we all prepare 1 or 2 32-ounce Nalgenes with pure mix that we will fill our red cups with from that night. Saves us from overdoing it with heavy hands as we get deeper into the night. Rock on and LARP on, the friendly IT guy. Nice. That's because we were talking about those Borgs, Ted.
Yeah. Dude, I found out my niece, right, because she's a cop in Charleston now. I guess at St. Patty's, like, the cops had no idea. And she had to be the one like, no, we need to confiscate those. Those people are just drinking on the street.
Maddie, what are you, the Borg police?
Yeah. Like a year ago, she was one of those people on the street drinking them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's awesome. She's like, come on, Cindy, that's not even how you make a proper Borg.
Well, I like that. Can you imagine a cop just being like, ah, I had a similar like that experience like that in high school. Like, right, like I'm senior class president, blah, blah, blah. So some people got in trouble for drinking at prom, right? Look, people are going to drink at prom, but like they make a strong case of like, don't show up drinking. Like, we're going to find out. And you have to walk through like the receiving line of like teachers and principal and like the vice principal. So anyhow, so I go down there after prom. A couple people got in trouble. There was like a whole group of them. There's something I could do, man. They were beyond wasted. But my one buddy was a junior. And he got caught. I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was vodka or something. So I said, you know what, man? I'll go talk to the principal, see if I can get your, you know, like whatever the punishment was, see if I can get it a little less for you. And I remember sitting there. We have like this meeting. And then I pull the principal aside. I'm like, hey, you know, he didn't mean to get caught. It was for afterwards. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. He's your buddy. Yeah, all right. I don't know. I'll cut off a day of detention. He goes, my problem is he had lemonade. Like, when you kids, you mix it with iced tea. And he went on like this 5-minute tirade of like his mixer sucked.
He's like, and for that, I'm adding back a day. So we're back where we started. Right. I'll cut him a day because he's your friend, and I'm adding a day because he made a bad choice. That's awesome. Hi guys, please don't use my name. No problem. 2025 is my year. A little backstory. I was addicted to opiates for 10 years, and I had a $40,000 a year. It came to a head when I overdosed and my heart stopped. I went into a coma for almost a month.
Damn.
Oh, dude, I scanned this earlier, and I missed both of them. Wow. Oh, a coma for almost a month? Back to today, I've been clean for over 3 years and have put my life back together and feel better and healthier than ever. I start a new job next week that comes with a very large pay raise and the best benefits I've ever been given. I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity to give back to others and maybe fix some of the damage in my past. I've been listening to you guys from the beginning, and you all are an inspiration to me. Ted, I've been listening to you since the Buzz days. LARP on. Nice.
I will say that whoever that is, man, good on you. Luckily, I never got into like opiates, but that is a hard, hard habit to kick.
That's so impressive that he's kicking it, A. B, that it's his year. Like, it's been off 3 years, and now, like, feeling good, feeling healthy, starting a new job, and getting some pay. Like, I feel like those first, like, 6 months of being off something is so hard because you're not seeing the benefits. Like, it's nice he made it into, like, the, you know, compounding upward spiral phase, which is sick. Yeah. Like, yeah, he's going to get that fat pay raise and, like, be, you know, go set some money on fire, have a good time. You deserve it. You should be extremely grateful. That's awesome. That's an amazing story. And very few people have the internal will and strength that you have and strength of character to pull that off, man. Excellent work.
Yeah. And like, did you guys ever listen to Loveline back in the day?
Loveline.
Right. So remember, it was like a thing. If somebody called in and said they were on heroin, right? Like Dr. Drew just like, all right, what happened to you when you were a kid? Like somebody touch you or something. So, and that was kind of the thing, right? Heroin was like, those people are escaping bad, you know, like. But then when all those pills got so popular in the early 2000s and mid 2000s, I mean, you had people that just went in for surgeries and before they knew it, they were opiate addicts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, opiates are incredibly strong. And I can't remember what percentage of the population is. I want to say it's like 15% or something have like a really strong, like addictive response to them. And yeah, most people's addictions began very innocuously. You know, I mean, the Sackler family, you know, it's sort of by design, but it's such a powerful mechanism being packaged in such an innocent way. It's like, oh, you had back surgery, you should take these for a few weeks. But then, you know, people get hooked on it and they're tough to come off of. And, you know, the spiral begins and people end up going with the cheaper version, the heroin.
Yeah. 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 There's a non so hard conspiracy, and our streets were flooded at the same time with like all this good high-grade heroin that was cheap. So like kids in the suburbs, you didn't have to slam it or shoot it or even smoke it. You could just snort it. So it's like it went hand in hand with the everybody passing out pills and getting into that.
So I just gave Ted the sign during the break that we're out of emails, but we just had one come in the last 3 minutes.
Sit, read it.
Whoa.
Cobb Topic and Swiggin' Borgs. As soon as I saw that, I was like, bro, I'm sorry to hit you with two different hand signs, but stop everything. We're swinging Borgs. Question: what massively improved your mental health? Answer: worrying less about the success of others compared to my own. Dude, totally. I always think of that quote, comparison is the thief of joy.
I thought he was going to say Borgs. Like, oh, I don't know. I started drinking Borgs every other day, and I'm in a great mood.
It's coming. I used to get down on myself way more, wondering why I didn't have the same levels of professional success as my friends and cousins. This would lead me to building up resentment against people for no reason other than my jealousy. It took me getting sober and spending more time in self-reflection to see I wasn't getting worked up about things I couldn't change about people. I was getting worked up about things I couldn't change about people I liked having in my life. I'm still not perfect about it, but I'm way more conscious about when I'm doing it. I then take the time to remind myself that my life is pretty darn good as it is, and I'm grateful. I totally agree, man. Social media is like engineered that way. I'm a very competitive person too, and it's tough to avoid those internal urges or just like feeling, you know, less than, because you're just bombarded by everyone's highlights. But I completely agree with you, and gratitude is the answer. And Opal, I used to block all those sites. Switching gears, partying as an old. Your talk of tailgating with your fellow UW baseball parents.
this guy's got to get on the team. That's awesome.
Yeah. Your talk of tailgating with your fellow UW baseball parents inspired me to play one of my favorite games I call. Wait, they were how old? This is where I look up how old actors were when they made a movie and compare it to my ripe old age of mid-40s. The Borg talk inspired me to look up the age of the three primaries of the hit, but probably now problematic, Old School. TLDR, Vaughn, Wilson, and Farrell were all under 35 when they played the guys that were too old.
Oh,
God, that is brutal.
That is brutal, dude.
They were under 35. Oh my god, you just ripped my soul out mid-cast. Jesus, didn't make me feel nearly as old as I did when I realized I was older than Martin and Candy when they did Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. All right, enough old man ramblings. Thank you guys for consistently putting out the greatest podcast in all the land, for better or worse. This is our year. Love you guys. Ross W., Toledo, Ohio.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, I do feel old now.
That brutalized me, dude. I feel like I've been raped in some way. That was... Jesus.
Ugh.
Oh, that hurts.
All right, well, he's still under 40. Let's check in. With what's Matt?
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt,
hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt,
hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out what's Matt.
Well, I feel like I just got kicked in the nuts.
Yep.
Wow.
Brutal, dude. How do we even come back?
Oh man, yeah, that's a big event for the week. Yeah, it's been a pretty chill weekend. I played 9 holes pretty well, and I'm just kind of catching up on like chores and stuff. It's just been a busy season, and so I just kind of caught up on some rest and some chores. Had dinner with my dad and my brother who's in town. But yeah, the thing I was going to tell you earlier, Ted, when we were talking about Maryland was like, someone asked me like, who are you rooting for in the tournament? I was like, Maryland. They're like, are you from Maryland? I was like, no, I went to school out there.
Like, oh, nice.
To the University of Maryland. No, I went to a trade school for radio there. My friend who's also on the radio is from College Park, Maryland. And he's like, oh, he went there. I'm like, no, but he's a bigger fan than people that did, so I must have sounded like a crazy person.
gone through it a little bit with Cobb because people are like, you'll cheer for Texas football now? And I'm like, well, Cobb lives down there. Like, people back there, who's Cobb? I'm like, what are the guys to do a podcast with? You're doing a podcast? Like, yeah, I haven't seen you in 20 years. Hook them. Like, move on.
Right. Yeah, so watching March Madness, watching TGL, watching F1. Like, it's just been chilling. The end of the golf tournament was really good too this weekend. On tour, shout out Victor Hovland. He's like one of my favorite golfers. And yeah, it was a pretty chill weekend in the scope of things. I just love March Madness. Like, that first weekend is so fun. And yeah, like, I didn't fill out a bracket or anything, but it was just looking at it, I was like, dude, let's go Terps. Like, I just got so emotionally invested as soon as the tournament started.
Yeah, and the Crab Five is just a great nickname.
Crab Five is an awesome nickname.
Right? You mean the Fab Five? Like, nope, Crab Five.
Yeah, and I forget Queen's exact quote after the game, but he's like, well, I'm from Baltimore. That's just how I am.
Like, so, all right, you're going to have to bleep this out. They asked the coach, how did you decide to give him the ball? And he said, in the huddle, when I called that timeout, there's 3.2 seconds or 3.5 seconds left. He's like, all right, who wants it? And Queen apparently says, give me the motherfucking ball. And the coach is like, all right, we'll draw up a play for you. So then after the game, the reporter just heard this, and like, they said MF, and he goes, you said you wanted an MF and ball? Like, where'd you get that confidence from? He's like, I mean, I'm from Baltimore.
It's such a great line.
Yeah, and that coach got a $75,000 bonus because they won that game.
Oh, wow.
And he's in negotiations. Like, those kids just made him millions of dollars.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it was super fun. There was a lot of great games. And even the one right after, I guess that would have been Sunday night with U of A and Oregon.
Oh, the Oregon. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of Husky fans here that like to just root against the Ducks. Just
there was a coordinated effort to be like, are you a Husky? Are you a Coug? Are you a Beaver? Are you in town going to the games? Like, boo Oregon.
That's right. The morning game was in Seattle, too.
Yeah, the morning started off good, dude, with that UConn and Florida game. I mean,
Yeah.
Monday was a little sad. I'm stealing this from Big Cat on Barstool, but he's like, man, you just wake up. There's games on all day, all evening. Then he's like, the Monday hits. It's like, what the fuck?
Dude, that's how TGL grabbed me. That's what I was saying. Like, I was the most like when after one of those peaks, that's when Ted goes on to cricket or whatever. And I was like, indoor simulator golf? Finals, let's check this out. And next thing you know, I'm like, let's go Atlanta. Like,
I know. I mean, oh, it is pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, boop, 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 boop. Cob topic.
Cob topic.
All right. So, like I mentioned briefly before, and we were kind of talking about it precast, the internet's a pretty addictive place. There's a lot of bells and whistles and, you know, lights and roller coasters to get lost in. And so I started using this service, this app called Opal, to block a bunch of those sites so I can just kind of get more work done. And I feel like it makes me a little bit more engaged when I'm talking to other real humans, so a little better at socializing, kind of helps with my mood, et cetera, et cetera. Sort of counteracts like a lot of the stuff that social media has kind of, you know, I don't know, caused. I feel like I can get on a soapbox about it, but anyway, I feel like it saps a lot of our energy and zest for life. So, my question is, what on the internet are you addicted to? And it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It's honestly like, just what do you love to look at on the internet? Like, there's just so much crazy stuff and so much cool stuff. And, you know, I love it. I'm like a super or like a hardcore internet addict, I would say. And, yeah, it's amazing. So I'm just kind of curious, like, how people are spending their time out there, or it can be a moment of self-reflection of like, man, I've sunk, you know, 600 hours into YouTube or whatever. So anyway, feel free to email us, email@thepodcast.com. Actually, scratch that. Please do email us. We love reading them on the air. info@thepodcast.com. What are you addicted to on the internet, boys? And don't say porn.
I mean, Twitter is the easiest one, right? Like, I mean, I can doom scroll Twitter for a while, but honestly, dude, the one that sucks up my time, and like, I feel like I'm pretty good in person about not being on my phone all the time. But like last night it happened to me, right? I was watching a show called Blood Feuds about actual blood feuds in the United States. And there was one about out in Wyoming and these. So during a commercial break, I was like, I'm going to look up this guy. And then there's like something highlighted in there. And like before I know it, I'm like I'm in this guy's family history. And I'm like, wait a minute. I was just trying to look up where this town was. So like sometimes a Wikipedia, I mean, I've done it in my room, right? Like I'll just like, usually I watch old man shows at night. So it's like some secret societies of the Nazis. Then a commercial break, I'll be in my bed and be like, all right, Nazis. And then I'll scroll like, all right, there's societies. And then it's like, again, it's like I've missed two segments of the fucking show I'm watching because I'm just like, how much deeper can I get on this info?
Yeah, honestly, the secret society shows, all of those lead to the Nazis are in Argentina.
I'm not getting into it. Not getting into it. I mean,
right. Ted, what was the one hunting Hitler that? Was like a big one for a while. Yeah.
Because I was just go ahead.
I was going to say, it's like Argentina, there's some other country down there, and it's like, yeah, I don't know, their international sandwich is like pork. Like, yeah, it's basically like a grilled Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, seriously, they do have a ton of stuff that's just like subtly, not so subtly German. Yeah. It's like, well, wunderbar. Right.
Just like, all right, it's not that hard to do the math.
Matt? Yeah, I was thinking in terms of like, you know, I try to limit doing two screens at once. Like,
wow, the self-control.
Well, it's just funny hearing you talk about like, yeah, I got this new app, I'm da 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 da, and then Ted, you're like, yeah, I'm down this rabbit hole, like I missed two segments of the show that's on, and I'm like, yeah, I try to like, I'm addicted to scrolling and streaming stuff like on both ends. I mean, like, I'm addicted to other stuff. I would say I think it's the tightest of like YouTube and Spotify, like where you can learn stuff, you can be entertained with music or like funny stuff. Those two feel like friends that have my back. They're more like YouTube guys. And then like Twitter, even Instagram, which I've curated a pretty good like feed on Instagram. It's not that, it's a very happy place in my Instagram feed. A lot of butts, a lot of golf, and like Facebook, like all those other ones are like people that I don't trust. Those are like, yeah, I'll say hi to them if I see them on the street, but like, I don't want to trust those people with my well-being. But like YouTube, there's like all this stuff. There's a channel called the Institute of Human Anatomy where they do like cadavers and they like show you all the different stuff that's in your body. And it's just, whoa. I could just watch that stuff for hours, man. But
that stuff is cool. I remember going down a rabbit hole similar at one point. They were just doing like an autopsy kind of, or they like slowly pull apart a human body and show you every piece of it. And it's fascinating.
Yeah. It's so wild. So yeah, YouTube and Spotify, I would say, are like the two addictions that I'm more proud of. I would say I'm probably on Twitter the most of the other ones now. And right now I'm a little bit addicted to like trying to figure out all the draft prospects for the Seahawks next month. Like,
yeah,
it's wild how the NFL has hijacked a segment of the population into being a year-round league. And I'm one of those.
They've done seriously. A great job. I mean, they credit to them, man. They lock people in. And it's wild to hear it. Like, people, that's all they talk about. Like I told you, I hope we don't become, and we're slowly getting there, kind of like England did. Like, people still like rugby and other stuff and cricket, but, like, soccer is just what everybody talks about. Also, I got to give a shout-out to the one app I check at least. I'm not even yeah. I bet I check it 10 times a day is my weather.com app.
Oh, like, my God.
Like, if I don't have Instagram for a day or two, it's like, I don't have Instagram. But, like, remember like 2 years ago, something went weird and I just couldn't get on weather.com. And like, it bugged me. Like, how am I supposed to be prepared for the day? It's also why I have low patience for people that are like, huh, I didn't know it was going to rain. It's like, God damn it, man. Like, are we not checking the app before we leave the house?
I bet less than 1% of people check the weather before they leave the house.
It just drives me up a wall.
Dude, Matt, that just makes me secretly want to like not bring a coat somewhere and ask Ted to borrow his. Oh, like, awesome.
I told you it was going to rain.
I told you to bring a coat, honey. Man.
All right. Well, hopefully people stay addicted to the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Of course.
That's all we can hope for. All right. For MCTP, for Cobb, the Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Go Terps. Cheers.